By 7 o'clock in London, when most of the bank's clerks went home for the day, the mood of the officers was openly pessimistic. Sir William Huddleston was snappish. Mr. Bradford had the smell of gin on his breath. Mr. Fowler was pale as a ghost. And Mr. Trent's hands trembled. There was a brief moment of elation around 7:30 p.m. when the customs papers from Ostend, signed by the French the previous day, arrived at the bank. They indicated that at 5 p.m. on May the 22nd, the designated representative of Barnard et Fils, one Raymond Vernier, had signed for 19 sealed strongboxes from Huddleston and Bradford, containing, according to the declaration, £12,000 sterling in bullion.
"Here is their bloody death warrant," Sir William said, waving the paper in the air. "If there's been any irregularity, it's wholly upon French heads."
But this was an exaggeration of the legal situation, and he himself knew it. Soon after, Sir William received a long cable from Ostend. "Your consignment, 19 strong boxes, arrived Ostend yesterday, 22nd of May, at 1700 hours, aboard ship Arlington. Said consignment accepted by our representative without breaking seals, which appeared intact. Consignment placed in Ostend's strong safe with guard, night 22nd of May, following our custom. No evidence tampering safe. Guard character, reliable. Morning 23rd of May, our representative broke seals. Your consignment found consisting quantity lead pellets for gun, but no gold. Preliminary inquiry regarding origin pellets suggests English manufacture. Review of broken seals suggests previous break and secondary sealing. Skillful nature, not arousing suspicion at ordinary inspection. Immediately notifying police officials, also government in Paris. Reminding all of British origin, British railway, British steamship, British subjects guarding throughout. Request you inform British authorities. I await your solution to this true puzzle. Louis Bonnard, President, Bonnard et Fils, Paris. Origine, Ostend." Sir William's first reaction to the cable was reported to be a heated and forceful expletive provoked by the stresses of the moment and the lateness of the hour. He is also said to have commented extensively on the French nation, the French culture, and the personal and hygienic habits of the French populace. Mr. Bradford, even more vociferous, expressed his belief in the unnatural French fondness for intimacy with barnyard creatures. Mr. Fowler was obviously intoxicated, and Mr. Trent was suffering pains in the chest. It was nearly 10 o'clock at night when the bankers were finally calm enough for Sir William to say to Mr. Bradford,
"I shall notify the minister. You notify Scotland Yard."